How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Law 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Anthony Rubin of muckraker.com and Michael Yan of michael.yan/locals.com to see Michael's reporting. Michael, I've seen a drone photograph at night of a large camp, large facility, big buildings, lots of infrastructure. That, I'm told, is an example of a camp to receive the immigrants without documentation who are coming into the United States, have not been returned to Mexico after Title 42. That camp looks extensive. How big is it, Michael? You've been nearby. And what happens to the people after they leave the camp? Where do they go?
Well, actually, you can see the drone footage on my Twitter. We got drone footage from someone, and the DeployedResources.com gave us a card. They apparently are the ones running the front gate at a minimum. And they have an email address here, media@DeployedResources.com. And so it looks like the camp, I'm told the camp, not by the people there, but another journalist told us that the camp is to house about 4,000 people, but they're clearly still building it. For instance, Anthony Rubin, who I'm with right now, he just said he saw, well, I was there with him, but he saw about 50 washing machines. He said, actually, can you explain what you saw, Anthony?
Yeah, I mean, like Michael said, it's clearly still under construction. You know, you got forklifts and excavators and all of these, this heavy machinery that's moving around there. But yeah, I mean, just as an example, you have giant pallets of wood and easily 50 washing machines stacked. It could have been more than that. I'll have to take a look and see what the number really is. You know, see some of the photos, but yeah. So you could tell it's going to be a massive facility.
A massive facility for the immigrants, and they're building it suddenly, Anthony? Is that correct? Who's building it? Can you see workers?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So there's excavators and there's forklifts and there's people moving around, trucks coming in and out. They're building it right now. I don't think there's any migrants in there at the moment. It's too open. Like, you could see the, if you want to call them tents or housing areas, there's nothing on the sides of them yet. So it's kind of just like a tent with a canopy top, but open air because there's nothing on the sides. So you could tell there's no migrants in any of these yet. But as far as the tents that are there, the drone footage you mentioned will give you an idea of the size of this place. It's massive. But it looks like it could house at least a couple of thousand people.
And you mentioned another camp where you were near yesterday. These are different camps. Is that right, Anthony? These are different places in El Paso, not just one big camp.
We were not near another camp. The other encampment that we were at is the one that's in downtown El Paso, just where people are kind of hanging out in the street. That's the only other one that we've been to. But I don't want to conflate the two. I mean, that's totally separate from what we're talking about here, which is the one we're talking about that will eventually house a couple of thousand people, clearly is more of a FEMA camp looking thing. Whereas the one we're in downtown El Paso, that's just, you know, a shanty town.
Michael, because recently I've been reading about California history, this all of a sudden reminds me of how quickly they built the camps for the Japanese American citizens who were detained by Executive Order 9066 in 1942 by Roosevelt. You remember that, Michael? The camps, they built them out of, constructed the camps immediately, and the U.S. has apologized for that many decades later. But all of a sudden I'm reminded about camps being built suddenly, and camps have a way of turning into a permanent location. What is your sense, Michael? You've been around a lot of refugee camps. Does this feel like a permanent location?
Well, I've written about those camps from World War II quite a few times, and it's on the back of my mind. I know how quickly they did it, and I've written about the 442nd Regimental Combat Team, some of the Japanese soldiers that were recruited from the camps and who were the most decorated regiment in U.S. military history. But obviously, the Japanese lost all of their property, never got it back. President Reagan honorably apologized for it when he was president, but that was generations later. But we just took Japanese and Japanese who had been American citizens for multiple generations and threw them in the camp. And so we can clearly see these camps continue to be built. This one here is under construction and it's quite large. Just look at the video footage I just sent you, or go to my Twitter, Michael_Yan on Twitter, and scroll down and find that you'll see how big that camp is. That's just one of many. I don't even know how many camps there are across the United States, and I'm trying to find that out because they try to keep these things secret. Now, this one is right by a road. I mean, it's not like it's hidden off in the desert, deep in the desert somewhere, but there are others that are under construction. I know there's bids out for other camps in Texas right now, at least three.
But, Michael, my point is that refugee camps become permanent camps. That's happened all throughout. Well, you've been, you've been in Africa. You've been in the Middle East. Refugees who flow from a catastrophe, years later, they're still there. And the camps become a source of dissent and disruption. The camps are not good ideas. They're not integrated into the community. They become a threat to the community. Is this being discussed at all in El Paso?
Well, I think most of the people here are still really deaf, dumb, and blind, especially dumb. I mean, a lot of people don't realize how serious this is. They don't get the idea that there is no border. The border does not exist. It's all kayfabe. It's all just make-believe. Meanwhile, whether it's the Texas National Guard or the Texas Guard or the U.S. Army who is staying in the same hotel we're staying in, the U.S. Army is active duty. Homeland Security, all these people are just doing what they're ordered to do, following orders, and shuttling all these people through the border night and day. And keep in mind, there are thousands of crossings that are not at the Juarez crossing or whatever. They're not at Gate 42. They're not at Brownsville crossings. There's just thousands. Like last night, we were up in an area quite dangerous. There's no border whatsoever. There's no wall. There's no wall at all. There's no border patrol out there. It's just completely empty. You can just walk across, and people do. And so that's how most of the border is. So when I say there's thousands of crossings, I'm not exaggerating. For instance, yesterday before we were out at that other section, we were out at other sections of the actual wall, and there's rope ladders hanging off the top of it and that sort of thing. Right in front of the – there's rope ladders that the people have used to get over the wall right in front of Border Patrol cameras. I mean, what are the Border Patrol? They're like game cameras that can show you the bear that was in the yard, but what difference does that make? The bear still gets in your yard and gets away with it. I mean, our borders do not exist. The U.S. government and the Texas government is clearly helping the invasion, and it is a straight-up invasion. Some people are too, let's say, cowardly, or they're just dense, and they don't realize that this is an actual invasion, and that is the actual word you should be using, because this is a military invasion. This is a weaponized invasion. This is just their mere presence is a weapon, not to mention they're coming across with scabies, they're coming across with tuberculosis, they're coming across with all sorts of other cooties, and this biological, multi-vector biological issue is something that's going to play out for years. I mean, the multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis is what the CDC and others would make us want to think that COVID was, but was not, actually.
Anthony, final question for you. Are you going to be posting the photographs you've taken of this camp?
Yeah, we'll be posting those. We're probably going to have to go back and get some from the street. So, yes, those will be coming out today or tomorrow, I would say. I also just wanted to add to what Michael just said very quickly. As far as the people that we're seeing, for example, in downtown El Paso, I was going out today and I very specifically wanted to look out for signs of gang relations by way of tattoo markings. And it's very clear. If you just look out for that, you will see people that are, I mean, if you just read between the lines, almost definitively gang related. I'll give you a couple examples. If you keep an eye out, you'll see people with the three teardrops on their eyes. That's a gang symbol. I think traditionally that means that you've killed somebody. We saw somebody like that yesterday. I have a photo of it. Today, when we were down there, there was a guy who was all tatted up, had all types of scars, and had a giant tattoo of a skull surrounded by a cobweb on his chest slash neck area. We looked that up after the fact, and it turns out that that particular tattoo signifies a very lengthy prison term. The significance being that you were in there for so long that the spiders built cobwebs on you. And then finally today, I saw somebody with a tattoo of, you know, a hand holding an Uzi on his neck. And so I got a photo of that. And so these are all clear gang tattoos. And so that just gives you an idea. These are some of the people that are coming over here that are now being released onto our streets. So it's not just women and children, just to make it crystal clear.
Anthony Rubin of muckraker.com, Michael Yon. And it's Michael, what is your Twitter address again?
It's Michael_Yon. My last name is Yon, Yankee Oscar November, Y-O-N.
Michael and Anthony at the El Paso border near a camp that's under construction for thousands. No clear indication what happens then. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.